estaba en Santa Gemina, en aquí a Corea, totalmente de Tahuaya, I just want to acknowledge all of our shared identities and the rich tapestry that's brought us here today, our collective identities, and all of the whakapapa that binds us today. I stand to speak in Tuo o Te Awa I Nukuhu, in the shadow of Tauhara Maunga, who has guarded and nurtured our northern hapu for generations and who presides over our people. Tauko nui, Aotea Te Hoana, ko Tauhara Maunga, ko Waikato Te Tupunawa. Ngāti Rui Ngarangi Te Hapu, ko Te Rangi I Te Wharekuni, ko Rui Patiwai Tēnei, e Tūana, e noho anei rungi ngā whingo Wairākei, hei mānai mō Ngāti Rui. And I have here supporting me, Aotea. And she'll chime in as she feels she needs. I seek inspiration from the words of my ancestress Waitapu as I speak on behalf of Te Raneti Marae today. Hei aha koa, hei te tūhera tonu te awina kumaha. I draw on this metaphor as a conceptual framework to communicate both physical aspects of our tribal and hapu relationship with the Waikato River and its banks, and the metaphysical relationship that defines the cultural values that will be referred to in relation to the zipline application throughout my submission today. I will speak also in my capacity as chairperson of Ngā Kaihautu of the Awa Waikato, but I would working group representatives who are responsible for the Upper Waikato River catchment and contribute to the shared vision of the river iwi to restore and protect the health and well-being of the Waikato River and all of the races for generations to come. As a kurukaupapa Māori educator, I'll also share the hopes and aspirations of our young people as they apply to our role as kaitiaki of the Upper Waikato River. In order to understand the impact of the proposed zip lines on our cultural and tribal values, it's necessary to delineate the emergence of those values from within various layers of cultural and tribal ideology. This section seeks to describe tikanga Māori, or cultural values in relation to the Waikato River. It considers how the spiritual foundation of tikanga Māori shapes the customary use of water. In order to understand the significance of tikanga Māori and how it shapes and guides our decision making about the proposed zip line, it's necessary to step inside the Māori thinking, to see the world through Māori eyes and assess the Māori values from that worldview. Māori Marsden describes this worldview of culture or tribe as conceptions of our reality, which the members of our culture and tribe subscribe, and from which stems the values system. The worldview lies at the very heart of the culture, touching, interacting with, and strongly influencing every aspect of the culture. It is by understanding the worldview of a culture, and in this case, our tribe, that we come to understand its values, and ultimately, mātauranga Māori and tikanga Māori. As a significant feature of our tribal landscape, Ngāti Tūwharetua has a close spiritual connection with the Waikato River, which can be traced back to Ngāti Tūwharetua's cosmological origins. Of the many creation stories throughout Ngāti Tūwharetua, Te Kanoa, the Te Roa speaks of our origins in the primordial waters of creation. From the depths of this water, Ngāti Mea and Papatūānuku were raised by eel to the surface. The union of these sacred waters with the male and female essence produced many divine offspring. At the time of their separation by Tāne, water in the form of tears flowed freely between papa and rangi. Water is central to Ngāti Tūwharetua's cosmology and is present at each significant stage of our creation story. The human experience parallels that of our celestial stories. Water is present at all significant stages of our human lives, from conception through pregnancy, the birthing process. Every significant rite of passage as dictated by our cultural traditions involves water. At the bend of the, at each bend of the Waikato River were kaitiaki, the water spirits. At special sites, blessings were performed, washing of the dead and their bones took place at sacred sites, and other puna were reserved for healing. Even the final human journey of death speaks to the spiritual departure of our tribal folk via the Waikato River, to Cape Reinga, across the vast oceans, to our spiritual homeland. Awaiki nui, awaiki loa, awaiki panama. The Waikato River binds all life, te rangi nui and papatūānuku, to our ancestors, to our descendants, to our neighbouring tribal kin, and to one another, and facilitates our passages from one state of being to another. Such cosmologies, coupled with the intimate relationships that our hapū have established with the Waikato River since our arrival, a spiritual ecology is formed and informed the practices endemic to our unique river landscape. From this worldview come the cardinal tikanga values of waiuatanga, whanaungatanga, koha, mana, tapu, noa, utu, mauri, hau, rangatiratanga, manaakitanga, kaitiakitanga, and probably more. It's important to note that tikanga Māori is based on aspirational or desirable standards. Where our policies and law, state laws set bottom lines or minimum standards, tikanga Māori set top lines, where collective tribal pride and integrity are the ultimate rewards. With regards to our waterways, we continuously aim for pristine status. The origins of waiuatanga and whanaungatanga, kin relations with humans in the natural world through protocols of respect, are evident in our genesis stories. I'll now seek to describe tapu, mana and mauri and how they apply to the application today. Tapu. Mai te pua mi nuku hau ka te tiro whaka te tunga ki te pai mai no tongariro. E re re rā wai ka toiti i te toka i nuku hau i te tunga. The mountain summits are of great significance to Ngāti Tūwharetoa, a great deal of tapu hung over them for many reasons. Approaching the maunga were done with extreme caution, and pre-European times special preparations were observed and adhered to when travelling in the mountain areas. I take a while to make my point, so. Some travellers wore chaplets to shield their view of the mountain's gaze. This is from the Waitangi Tribunal evidence. The fear of kaitiaki also ensured conservation protocols were adhered to. On a physical level, tapu serves to protect from unpredictable alpine weather patterns, gushing water from the mountains. On a metaphysical level, it is a land of mythological enchantment from where the gift of life itself is born. Water, the gift of the mountains. The source of life itself. The Waikato River emerges at a place called Nukuho, a healing force, the womb of the tribe. As the ultimate giver of life, the Tongariro mountain ranges have long been classified and safeguarded by tapu. These cultural values were firmly in place before 1886, when orders safeguarding the mountains from European exploration and exploitation via expeditions of discovery to accumulate knowledge of the world were put in place. Well before the source of the Waikato River became a protected area enshrined in the status of a national park. From our creation stories, the cultural concept of tapu runs deep in the Tūwharetoa psyche. It's a sacred descent line from our tūpuna, rangi and papa. It is one of our most important spiritual attributes, dictator of relationships and activities. Tapu safeguards Māori. As the Waikato River makes its journey to sea, the Māori of various sites along the shores of Lake Taupo are protected by varying levels of tapu, including our tribal sanctuary in the middle of the lake. Many sites along the Waikato River are imbued with distinct cultural and spiritual significance. Tapu was established at springs or streams used for water births. Washing the dead and their bones would also classify the stretch of water tapu, restricted for that exclusive purpose. A consequential part of traditional ecological knowledges retained and transmitted across generations within hapu are appropriate codes of behaviour associated with those significant sites. The presence of tanika, nature spirits, tūpuna are strong at wahi tapu, and special regard is afforded and altered behaviour ensues. The sanctified status afforded to the Waikato River also encompasses the surrounding area. So it supports snow sporting, river bank, water, bear are all safe. Esoterically, we acknowledge the assemblance of spirits and deities both in and above the river. As Ringarangi, we take our responsibility as custodians of the physical quality and spiritual sanctity of our river that carries the spirits of our bereaved tribal members via the Waikato River to Te Nanga. From our marae overlooking the first stretch of the Waikato River, you can hear speeches farewelling our dead and providing instructions on how to navigate the bends along the Waikato River and eventually reach their spiritual. It's our responsibility to the cultural and spiritual well-being of our tribe that we ensure that the path is free for our tribal kin to leave this realm without obstruction. We can appreciate that spectacular vistas, while soaring above our jewel, the Waikato River, and our precious taonga, Te Huka, will draw high-value tourists to the area. We're not opposed to economic development and growth for the area. However, this visitor access to absorb exclusive views of our cultural landscape, particularly Te Tokatia, Te Waihuka, is a breach of our most definitive cultural value, tapu. The observance of tapu ensures that balance in the physical and spiritual worlds is maintained. The observance of tapu, tourists keen to discover the hidden wonders of our tribal landscape while accumulating exclusive tribal knowledge while on a thrill ride, for the majority of my people just feels wrong. In much the same way that it felt wrong for visitors to be overnight on our sacred mountain peaks. The Waikato River is our ancestor, and we can't condone this type of desecration. Mana. The Genesis stories are followed by the mythological traditions which speak of a time when the elements, our mountains and waterways, traversed the earth and left legacies behind for humankind to follow. Varying iwi versions tell of tongariro sending healing waters to restore health to tauri. Another version speaks of the rivers as children of the mountains who raced to be first to the sea. In one account, the name Tapu Waiharuru Bay, adjacent to the Taupo township, refers to the sound of the scurry of footsteps as the rivers rushed to the Nukuho Delta. Mana is defined by rules of precedence. It's closely related to tapu. The whakapapa or genealogy of the Waikato River, referred to throughout our tribal chronicles, between the atua, the elements of nature, human beings are the building block of our worldview, which has helped our ancestors to achieve and maintain ecological balance and have laid the foundation for respectful relations. Acknowledging the whakapapa status of the Waikato River and the greater way of life enhances its mana. Fighting for a voice regarding acceptable activities above the river impacts on the mana of the river. Asserting our mana whenua increases the mana of the river. Mana whenua. As descendants of Te Ngātoloirangi, their journeys inland to the central North Island from the landing spots of Te Arawaka, Te Awatea, further our historical relationship with the Waikato River. Like Auntie Gail said in her assessment, place names are important. They're signposts of modern historical and cultural influences and values of the people that gave them. Knowing the correct names for places and their locations is important. Te is Ngāti Roirangi's explorations are marked by altars, geographic indicators, place names and sites where significant events took place. The mana whenua for our northern Te Wharetoa Hapu will be enshrined forever in place names and their stories, including Aratiatia, Atia Muri, Māroa Nui Atia, Taupo Nui Atia, and more particular to this site, Te Tokautia. In the Land Court minute, I haven't got a record of that yet. Poihapitu Kairangi recorded that Ngāti Rui Ngārangi lived on Kaura, Kokopu and Fernroot. They got firm root at Poromango, Karapiti, Te Herea Tengana, Kai Waiwai. They caught Kokopu at Te Onepu, Te Karo, Te Waiko, the mouth of the Matarakutia, and Ngātoka Huihui below the Huka Falls. Also at Otupo, the mouth of Te Kiri o Henekai and Te Kuro Moepai. We got red ochre from Oroa Nui and burnt it on the land. We made reserves on this land to protect the firm root. That was all. Tupu Williams, in his thesis, states that it was customary for Ngāti Rui Ngārangi to paint exhumed bones of tūpuna of Kōkowai prior to laying them in their final resting place. Ngāti Rui Ngārangi also used Kōkowai to trade or barter with neighbouring hapū oiwi. Rui Ngārangi tell stories of waka that would portage around from Patuiwi. Ngāti Te Wharetoa and Rui Ngārangi cultural values and customs have been born as a result of living close to the Waikato River and its ecological principles. Needless to say, those values and customs which have held the Waikato River and its people together have become compromised over time. Māori. Māori is the spark of life that ensures that all things have life. It is the active force of life that allows all components of that being to thrive. Waikato is regarded as an ancestor, a single entity and a collection of its distinct locations. A source of life, literally and metaphysically. The aphorism, Waikato Taniwhara, he pikohe taniwha, refers not only to the company of illustrious chiefs along the Waikato River, but also to the role that each bend along the Waikato River has and rejuvenating Māori. For Ngāti Te Wharetoa, the Māori of the Waikato River is essentially tied to our own Māori. Defiling the Māori of water is essentially defiling your own Māori. This awareness acknowledges that our collective destiny is ultimately bound to the destiny of the earth. At a tribal level, to the Waikato River and its wider ecosystem, the Māori of the Waikato River is tied closely to mana and is protected by tapu. I just want to speak a little bit about the treaty principles as it applies to this application. Partnership. I refer to a Te Rangi Te Marae meeting, 2nd of May 2018, where the Te Wharetoa Māori Trust Board notified us of an application from LIMS regarding a zip line development, proposing to occupy space over the as well as land that we understood at that time would be returned under the comprehensive settlement. Our chairperson and co-matua attended a hui where they opposed the application. And in 2019, in September the 30th, there were concerns raised at the Marae meeting that the Zip 1 proposal was proceeding despite opposition from the Māori. Our original position remained that it would compromise the sanctity of the river. As kaitiaki, our relationship with the river has eroded. The Māori of the river has been degraded. While Ngā Kaihautū, o Te Awa Waikato, is active in restoration and cultural enhancement, I believe that these activities are at the passive end of kaitiaki, and that is unhealthy decision making that's led to the degradation of our hawa, our mana, our tapu, our Māori, our autonomy and our relationships. We are working tirelessly to defend our mana whenua, to ensure that our connection to the waters of Ngāti Tuwharekua are well documented, and we continue to express our position through lots of planning processes. Tuwharekua, non-trustful submission, basically. Our feeling is that we are not being engaged with in a respectful manner. It feels exhausting to play catch-up and demand that good faith and reason in our interaction. One of the objectives of Ngā Kaihautū o Te Awa Waikato is the restoration and protection of the relationship of the Waikato River and hapū of Ngāti Tuwharetoa according to our tikanga kaua, which includes our economic, social, cultural and spiritual relationships. This requires an integrated, holistic approach, coordinated approach to the management of the Waikato River. Informed decision making. At times it's frustrating, and desperation is the prevailing sentiment regarding the lack of transparency and disrespect for our relationship. Incidents like this are seen as our people, by our people, as negligence, weak protection processes in place for our tāna. It seems unachievable to achieve our objective to ensure that the Māori and the physical and spiritual health of the Waikato River are maintained, protected and enhanced. We need to be a part of the decision making. With no capacity to make decisions, we are unable to safeguard the physical and spiritual well-being of our tāna. Despite our efforts to restore and protect the Waikato River, as set out in Te Ture Whaimana, our role is severely compromised, where we feel unable to fulfil our responsibilities to future generations. We have in there are statements in the implication that says that we have been. I think in terms of, I just want to make reference to the ruling of the Environment Court in regard to the mana whenua at Lake Waikawa. Redress and reconciliation. Because Māori perspectives are underrepresented in literature and policy, it's important to acknowledge historical injustices that have contributed to inequitable representation of worldviews and environmental management perspectives and frameworks. Environmental divide coincides with the transgression of Indigenous laws and practices of cultural values. It is hoped that representation will improve because our collective future needs it. Our aspirations for rangatiratanga and kaitiakitanga. As a karakaupa Māori educator with more than 20 years teaching experience, I've been involved in various water enhancement projects around Ngāti Tuwharekua, including water quality testing, riparian planting. Not only do I feel I must ensure that the present and future generations have a strong relationship with the environment, so that they in turn become kaitiaki for Te Awa Waikato, but that their cultural worldview is intact, one that exists in harmony with the environment. A zip line crisscrossing over the Waikato River doesn't sit comfortably in that cultural cradle. Of the many critical areas that require protection, we must hold on to our cultural values for our descent. Despite widespread transgression of laws and conservation against the strong adventure tourism sector, within a context of increasing pressures on the Waikato River and fading prospect of an environment that can sustain future generations. The perspectives of Ngāti Tuwharetoa, who have a long-standing relationship with the Upper Waikato River, are critical. And we must consider ways that we could prepare future generations for a sustainable and respectful relationship with their natural world. They are watching how we protect their kaumā, their cultural values, and ultimately their future. They understand Kaitiaki Tanga's actions and expect that we insist on a presence in decision making and continue to present our perspectives and views as a part of an ongoing understanding of Māori worldview. In conclusion, we feel that our cultural values have been transgressed and compromised by the will be compromised by the direction of the zipline. Ngāti Rengarangi and Ngā Kai Hautua Te Awa Waikato, who represent Mōkai, Te Kapo Te Rangi, Te Māroa, Nukumau Te Rangi, Te Waipahihi, Tuta Te Whā, and Whakira, oppose this application.
Thank you for your kōrero.
Panel, do we have any questions? No.
Just wondering if I could actually add something to my kōrero that's already been said.
Sure, just briefly, that would be fantastic.
What I actually want to say to you is that, well, the kōrero that's actually been said in the room is Tika. Today has been very much kōrero. But actually, when you get down to the skeleton of the whole thing, there's kind of a rhythm that goes within our cultural values. And it starts with kākāpā culture. It also adds tūtūanga, which is blood. It adds the whenua, it adds the tamata, and it adds the ahikā. Now the ahikā, and I've heard it about three times here today, is the most important phase that you can actually talk about, opposed to the rest. So ahikā is a process where many centuries ago decisions were made by our tupuna, who have a common whakapapa, and their descendants have a common whakapapa and a common bloodline to divide, to actually, you go there, you go there. The greatest example of that is when Te Pai, Ngāti Rōirangi, when they moved away from Makatū, moved away from the Bay of Pentikiwi and spread themselves out. So Tia, the twin to Hay, ended up in Coromandel, and Tia came here and stayed. When Ngāti Rōirangi came and went back. So just bring that down into a smaller value of what's been said here today. That's exactly what's happened to us. So we can talk about all the kapapapa and all the tupu, but this actually for me is not the process, because this is an RMA process. For me, a lot of this kōrero belongs in a mana whenua process. And that's the pity about processes like this, is that they're actually used, they're actually put together for a purpose, but they're actually used for something else, which actually, in its own way of looking at things, actually degrade us as tāngata. Not Māori, not Ngāti Tuwharetoa, none of that. We are the tāngata. Now the tāngata here, the common denomination with myself, and my whanaunga, Rui Nārangi, because this is my grandmother's side, is that we whakapapa to Ngāti Tahu. And there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Very strong whakapapa. So when we talk about mana whenua and the RMA process, which is taking a Pākehā concept and actually turning ourselves onto each other, this is this type of process right now. So to confess mana whenua in this area, what you also have to add to that is the kaitiaki that was left behind to look after that whenua. And this is the whenua I'm talking about that's on the table right now. Now, again, the bloodline, or the whakapapa, myself, my whānau, to Ngāti Tahu is very strong. But we were left behind at this end to look after this whenua, and that's how we became Ahikā and the Kaitiaki of this area. So, you know, I hope in your decision making is that you take that in, because it is about the bones of the tina. It is, that's what it is. It is like Captain Cook and his crew came from England, some stayed, left their whānau behind. But there was that generation of separation. But they're actually still connected with the whānau and the tuku. And whenua, in England, they are connected. This is the very same thing that's actually happened in this process right here. Because nobody can take my Ngāti Tahu whakapapa away from me. Nobody. There's a common name. Now, there was an island, the name of the island built up in the river. I think Don mentioned the island. But it was very aware. Our connection to that is through whakapapa. The other thing too that I didn't hear today is how do you actually put your footprint onto a whenua? What is it that actually connects you? Hūrapa. That's what connects you. You just don't bury your tūpapaku anywhere. So let's look at Atahaka, for instance. Hūrapa. Who's in there? Te Rangi Ita and Ngāti Tahu descendants, the Pitiroi whānau, Rui Nara. So again, we can go ticking boxes and we can actually separate ourselves by our own means. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a process like this, you actually are separating yourself from your tūpuna and the guidelines that they gave you. So the unfortunate thing is that we know these guys, you've heard it. All this morning you heard it. Unfortunately, some of us choose kaupapa Pākehā as a kaupapa tūpuna. So I just kind of, you know, I do not apologise for the way I speak, because this is me all the time. Because I am very sad that my father have to air themselves out in a public arena like this, which is foreign. This is not our arena. It's a foreign. Our arena is on our marae. And things like this actually should be taken to the marae. If there is a treaty partnership going on, a treaty partnership, we've got a great partnership with Doc, and we Doc. So that's all I needed to update my niece, my cousin, and the ones to come, the trust board, all the speakers that came this morning.
Kia ora. Kia ora.